Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Angel Connection, a weekly show about all things angelic with your host, international healer and author, C.J. Martas.
This is C.J. Martas and you're listening to The Angel Connection on Friday, March 23rd. I want to welcome you all for this edition of my show entitled Just Ask C.J. It's kind of catchy, which I thought would be a fun show to do. So I appreciate all the questions that have been submitted, and I really look forward to having the show tonight. So as I do every week, I'll start by sharing the inspiring story and this week's angel message. Everybody's been kind of waiting for that to see if we're going to get off that roller coaster we've been on recently. So I'll give you a little hint. It's good news. So we'll have that to look forward to. Then I'm going to actually open up the phones throughout the show. So if you want to ask a question tonight, you know, please call 1-877-296-0345. Due to the number of callers I get, I'm so sorry if I can't get to everybody. Well, I hope everybody's had a great week. I am so happy to be here. It's actually been an excellent day. I won't say the rest of the week wasn't bumpy for me, but I'm very happy, as I always am, to be sharing a little bit of time with you on this Friday evening. Well, I thought I'd shake up the inspiring story segment with a little hint about a movie I really think you should see. When I watched it, I was really just expecting entertainment value, right? Just to be, you know, entertained for a couple hours. And I love a good action flick like most people, but I was really surprised to watch a movie that had this very great truth interwoven in the story. So you've heard about art imitating life, life imitating art. Well, this movie is a very good example of that. So the movie I'm about to say you should see, if you haven't already, is a recent movie called The Green Lantern with Ryan Reynolds. Now, just bear with me a moment. You know, I'd seen Ryan in some funny comedies. He made me laugh, kind of goofy. But I wasn't sure how he'd fare as a superhero. But I soon realized there was a lot more to the movie than meets the eye. And actually, Ryan was amazing and perfect for the role. So it goes to show you shouldn't judge a movie by its cast. But I have to admit, I really avoided seeing the movie because I couldn't imagine him being a superhero. You know, I don't want to give all the action of the movie away, but I think I can share with you all without giving too much away. So the premise of this inspiring movie deals with our will, you know, our free will, being the most powerful force in the universe. And, of course, the most ominous threat to that power that we have is fear. Ryan's character has chosen to go on this great journey, one, of course, he doesn't feel capable of being successful in. And then I thought, that sounds like a metaphor for all of us who are on the spiritual journey, right? It looks like a big mountain to climb, and I'm afraid I can't get to the top of it. But there's even more depth than that in this movie, overcoming fear and all of this. So the storyline deals with him not having confidence at the beginning of the movie, and of course his transformation later. His biggest fear is of not being good enough or failing. So the story figures out that he needed to really stop concerning himself with the fact that he thought he should be fearless, when he's human, and he isn't. You know, everybody gets afraid. And even those that appear very wise in the story are held up on these pedestals in his mind, and actually in the movie too, quite literally, if you watch it. He figures out eventually, though, that to eradicate fear will not really get him anywhere, because he was going through thinking he wasn't good enough because he did have fear. But he learns acknowledging him fear gives his fears would give him great power. So the bottom line in this movie is that through acknowledging fear, we can be free from its paralyzing effects, and we become empowered to choose to act even when confronted with it. In the end, he teaches himself a great truth, and even those that are upheld to be the wisest beings learn something in the process. So in life, you know, we're all afraid, myself included. But the way we overcome fear is not to tell ourselves we shouldn't be afraid or deny that we're even afraid at all. It is really this essential truth that I learned along the way that the movie is so prominent in the movie. You know, it's by our awareness of fear and then despite it to make a conscious choice to move forward anyway. So I thought it was an incredible movie. And I like sci-fi, so, you know, it gave me a little something of the sci-fi flair, too. But I really wanted to kind of share that with you guys this evening about this movie, because I would not have expected it to be what it was. So that was a nice surprise. So with that being said, of course, I'm going to go ahead here and deliver the angel message for this week. Dear ones, this week is about learning to go with the flow. This week will be less bumpy, so we know this may be a welcome shift from the energies of the past few weeks for many of you. Ain't that the truth? Oh, sorry. Embrace the light of who you are each day and watch the moments of your life simply unfold around you. Remember, you don't have to do anything at all, but just allow each minute to be whatever it may be. You will be given opportunities to see how other people trigger emotional responses in you. We don't wish this time for you to focus so much on whatever is coming up for you in these situations, but to first look at the emotional person who's triggering your emotions. Realize their emotional state really doesn't have to be yours. In fact, their issues or emotions aren't really about you at all. When you realize that other people's issues are not reflective upon you or who you are, but something that they are struggling with, it will open up great power in those moments for you. What we wish to reveal to you is that you always have a choice in each moment. You may not choose readily whatever emotions are evoked in you. You know, we can't control whatever emotions come up. You simply can allow those to surface and release, but you do choose your perception of the situation and your actions that follow. When you detach from the emotions of the other person and realize it's their issue, then you have the choice to make. You can choose to remain angry or feeling bad about yourself, or you can choose to see the reality of the real you in those moments. Remember, no one can make you feel badly about yourself unless you allow them to. So whenever these situations arise this week, use them as an opportunity to release emotions and reaffirm your truest nature. Let go of taking actions of others as a personal attack against you. This is an illusion only. We're not saying push your emotions aside or bury them, but to let them be and see past them in order to use the power of your choice. Since you have no control over the behavior of others, it is so important to understand the choices you are making every day, most often without a conscious realization of them. So this week, we say it's time to choose either to let others in the world tear you down or to have greater faith in the person that you truly are. We know this can be difficult, especially with how the energies have been shifting wildly in recent weeks, but we know you are capable of seeing your own beauty in the world. Don't forget to take care of yourselves this week and give yourself time for play and laughter. As always, beautiful children of this world, we are present with you. All you need to do is simply think of us and we'll immediately respond to be there for whatever you need. Until next time, dear ones, we are the Seraphim. So, wow, I'm going to post that after the show as I normally do. It's a lot. You might want to read through that. It's a lot to take in, but I think it's great advice. It's also good to know that the roller coaster has kind of come in to the to the station, and maybe it won't be quite so bumpy that I know a number of people have been experiencing over the last several weeks. And of course, the Seraphim Angels have tried to prepare us for those possibilities each week. So, of course, I appreciate them in my life and the assistance that they give us with this show. Without them, I wouldn't have a show. So it's awesome. Okay. So this week on Just Ask CJ, I asked, you know, listeners to submit questions. I know sometimes actually calling into the show, being live and all that, people get a little afraid here. So I want to start with the first listener question. So the first question says, hello, CJ. I'm going to be hosting my own show very soon. It is called You're Important with Sarah, a Dear Abby type show. Oh, that sounds wonderful. I would like to know from the angels if I have their blessings and their vision in helping me serve my listeners. I know that some of them have moved away from me and new angels are with me now. I feel their presence and guidance. Thank you, CJ. Blessings to you. Cheers, Sarah. Well, Sarah, I'm excited that you're doing a show because I know that on your path, where you're at right now, that this is an important opportunity for you to really stand in your power. And so I think the show really is one of many adventures that the angels are going to have you on over the next couple of years, ways that you're going to be able to share the deep compassion that you have in your heart, with other people on a much, much broader scale. And through synchronicity, we know that, you know, whoever most needs to be listening will be listening, right? I trust that. So I know the angels say for you to trust that as well. So you'll have a, so you, this is really just the beginning. So the angels are definitely with you. You have a new team of angels. So your feeling of that is accurate. But this new team really is a much more powerful angelic presence around you to really help you be able to be the you that you came to be. Okay. So thank you for that question, Sarah. You know, I think all, a lot of us are being called these days to new things, different things. I have people on my show all the time who say, you know, I was doing one thing and then all of a sudden the angels got me going a different direction. So congratulations, Sarah, on your new show. This next question comes from Shay. Shay says, I have been spared from physical death in this life so many times. I've been so blessed with grace and mercy. Who are my angels and how can I connect with them more and more to open up a deeper connection? Wow. And as I look at your energy, Shay, wow, you really have had a lot of these very, very deep experiences. And one of your primary angels is Archangel Michael, who's the great protector. And I have such a sense of that there are many reasons why you've been spared from leaving the planet too early, you know. And I think that, you know, some of those things have not really been presented in your life just yet, but they're coming. And so Archangel Michael is a primary angel. You have a couple of other angels that are with you. They may be much more faint as far as communication at this time because they're kind of working with you energetically to get you prepared for this next phase that I keep seeing. So what I want you to do, first of all, is to know that you have this very powerful angel presence around you. The other is that you can definitely call upon and connect very strongly because I just get the protector in you, the person that comes in and not rescues, you know, but sort of the person that here you are to save the day. And I really see you intervening on behalf of people who they may not have a voice or an ability to speak up. So I see you being the person that can speak for those people. So I'm very glad that you're still with us. I'm very glad for the grace of the angels and the mercy that you've been shown. But I know it's for a very important reason because you're a very beautiful person and you're meant to be here and sharing that beauty with other people. Ooh, these questions are awesome. I'm so glad that people sent them to me. Well, I'm going to switch gears for a moment and I'm going to go to my first caller before we get to some more of the listener questions. I'd like to welcome Annette. Welcome to the Angel Connection, Annette.
Hi, CJ. How are you?
I am fine. Oh, my goodness. You have such a wonderful energy. What can I do for you this evening?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I would love to know if the angels have a message for me.
Well, you know, they're really, yeah, it's kind of funny how the angels are talking to me because they'll start getting really chattery when I connect with people who call in. They're just like, oh, you know, so they start telling me first, you know, a lot of things about you, especially your very, very compassionate and kind heart. And so they want me to let you know that certain things that you feel like haven't had a lot of movement or things that are going on in your life that you feel like are not resolved, not to worry about that because those things will be resolved very soon. It kind of feels like something that's been dragging on for a long time.
Yeah.
So they tell you, hey, you know, hang in there, girl, because there is an end to all of this. So, and it's certainly not dragging because of anything that you're not doing or could be doing or anything. So sometimes there are things in our life that we wish would just be over already.
Yes, yes.
But sometimes we don't have control over that. But everything's will go your way and there'll be a lot of blessing around you after that kind of concludes, whatever that may be. And sometimes they don't show me specifically about it because obviously you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You know, the other messages too that I have for you, you know, you are such a very blessed woman. And you have a lot of God's grace in you. And there are times that what they say sometimes is that you may feel strongly about something, or you may feel like you want to say something, mm-hmm. and maybe you shy away. You know, we all do that. Yeah. Sometimes we go, I should just keep my mouth shut. You know, I should be quiet. Mm-hmm. But you have a powerful voice in the world, so they really want to encourage you when you get that real strong feeling, mm-hmm. even if you think that other people may not respond well. It's important. It's like God moving through you. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yes.
So I really, and I get goosebumps as I said that too.
Yeah.
So, you know, there are people who, you know, like yourself, but you have such a soft energy that sometimes stepping into that not harder energy, but you know what I mean, stepping into that stronger energy feels uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they really want you to listen. You know, you're a good listener when it comes to communication because it's kind of just right there and you just go to grab it. But they want to encourage you to kind of overcome some of the fear in speaking that truth to others. Okay?
That's so very true. Because I met someone just by chance over the phone. And we just started a beautiful communication and relationship, and she called me about something. There was an accident that happened in front of her home, and she called me. We've never met, and she said, I don't know what I should do, and I felt that at that moment God's energy was being channeled through me, and what I told her and what I had also written her as well changed her life. She
mm-hmm.
said, you can't believe what you said to me change not only her life, but her husband as well. She says, you don't know the words that you said encouraged me and pushed me forward into doing something that I was afraid to do. She said, you just changed us. And I had no idea that just letting go and letting God and that energy work through me, that it would change someone's life. And I was just like really shocked. I'm like, wow. Because they weren't my words. They weren't.
Right.
I just let it come through me.
Mm-hmm. And I think that sometimes, you know, sometimes it is scary when those things just start rolling out from above. But wonderful for you that you did share that. And I think that's really what the angels are telling you this evening, is you need to keep going with that. And we all want to be available, you know, to that call or that facilitation.
Oh, absolutely. But it's easier with the stranger than it is with your own family.
Amen, sister. It's hard. It's hard.
It's like, where's my voice now?
It's under the kitchen table with all
right.
of the stuff that fell off from dinner, right?
Exactly.
Well, dear, thank you so much for calling. I feel very blessed to have had you call in.
Thank
and take
you as
care.
Well. God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Well, Annette, thank you so much for calling the show. What a powerful lady. I'm just always so in awe of people, especially when they can just allow those things to happen and all of that. So, well, I want to go on to another question here. The next question comes from a lady. She says, my daughter and my other daughter, or my daughter-in-law, both had miscarriages in the last few months. What happens to the spirit souls of these two fetuses? They were my first two grandchildren, and I'm grieving for them. Thanks for your help, Rosie. Well, you know, honey, what I would say to this, and I don't want you to worry about those grandchildren. What we don't often realize, because of the power of our soul, our spirit, that when we do have pregnancies that end, you know, in that first trimester, and that the souls haven't really made it all the way in yet. And so I do see both of those souls for both your daughter and your daughter-in-law. I know it's unusual for both of them to have had this experience very close to each other, but they're going to have those grandchildren, and you haven't lost those souls that were coming in, because I do feel you have such a strong connection to those grandchildren. So know that they're just waiting for the perfect and right time, and they're going to arrive. I guarantee that. So thank you so much for asking a question, which I know is, you know, hard to do when we're faced with those kinds of tragedies. So my love to you and your family. Let's see, another question that has been submitted. If the spiritual significance of prayer was truly known, everyone would be praying all the time. If you agree with this statement, then what is the practical significance of prayer, and how can it be expressed to practical, rational, and scientific people? Thank you, CJ, AZ. Well, AZ, you know, when I saw this, I immediately thought of something that I want to share to this view, is Greg Braden. I've studied a lot of Greg Braden stuff, and, you know, he had this experience out in California, or I think Arizona, I can't remember. So I'm heavily paraphrasing the experience, but he went out into the desert with a shaman. And the shaman, you know, because Greg Braden has, for those that don't know him, scientific background, and the shaman walks out and for a long ways, he stands there, and so, you know, Greg's standing there anticipating this huge ceremony. Then the shaman turns around, starts walking back the way he came about, you know, 2 minutes later. And so Greg's like, okay, this wasn't, you know, quite what I was thinking. And then that night it just pours and pours and pours and pours and pours rain. And so, of course, out of curiosity, Greg Braden asked them, well, what, you know, I thought we were going to go out and pray for rain, but, you know, we didn't really do anything, and here we are with all this rain. And he said, well, I didn't pray for rain. I prayed rain. And so, you know, I think that everyone prays in their own unique and different ways. I want to thank you for your question, because I think that there's a deep significance of prayer if we understand it. And so I've actually decided on April 6th to do a show about prayer and all of that. So thank you, AZ, for that. You know, I think that it can be a practical thing, and I think that we're powerful enough to manifest those prayers. I just didn't further answer your question. I'm going to do a whole show over that. Okay. Okay. The next question here. I would like to know the name of my guide and how many angels I have. I also would like to know if my ego can change dreams. I am psychic. I'm going through ascension and awakening. Thank you, Nick. Well, first of all, to your question, you do have a guide that I see around you that is more like a Native American guide. And his name has something to do with he flies like an eagle, something around the eagle seems to be a big totem for you. And as far as, I'm not sure I'm clearing your question about the ego changing dreams, and I can't go into ego right now. I think that we do have the power to be very lucid in our dreams, that our dreams can be an exploration not only of the subconscious, but of other manifestations as well. And so I just encourage you to continue to learn, to absorb new information, see where those things fit for you, because you are going through an awakening process. It's going to occur and keep occurring. So you're just sort of at the very beginning of that. And you do have a couple of angels around you as well. There are two of them primarily, one that's your guardian angel and another angel that I see who goes by the name of Kara, something. Her name's kind of melodic that way. So thank you very much for that question. Okay. Let's see, another question off the list. Hopefully these things are also, you know, applicable to each of you as well. Hi, my name is Jessica, and I was curious, you know, sometimes when you walk into a store and are like, wow, this store is awesome, it feels great. Well, I notice the opposite sometimes when I walk into a certain big chain store. Everything gets real heavy, and I usually leave in a bad mood. I know the store gets a lot of best press for how it treats its employees, but it's happening on more than one occasion. Is this all in my head? Well, actually, it's probably not all in your head. You know, I have a difficult time sometimes, you know, and depending, of course, the energy in a place is going to be real, you know, matching whatever the management and how it's run and so forth. But what often happens in places like that, there's a lot of discarded fragments of energy. And so what often happens, and I'm sure is happening for you, is that when you go in there with all of those other kinds of bad moods and stuff floating around, it sort of just gets stuck in your energy field. And so then you come out of there feeling like garbage, right? So what you want to do, just quick with your mind, surround yourself with white light, really just expand it out around you, and then walk in and know that you'll stay clear walking back out. But I have this happen to me all the time, so I understand what you're saying, because, you know, we don't really think of the energy of a place when we walk in, you know, into it. So, well, it looks like I have another caller. I'd like to welcome Richard to the Angel Connection. Welcome, Richard.
Hello.
Hi, Richard. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
What can I do for you this evening?
Just wanted to see if you see any messages for me. Because the last couple of weeks, there's been a lot of, when I'm practicing, there's constantly touching, somebody's constantly touching my ears, and they're blowing on my eyelashes, and then keep on moving my headphones around on my head.
Oh, goodness. So that's happening while you're doing meditation and so forth, or?
No, when I'm practicing on my guitar.
That's musician. Gotcha. Well, you know what's interesting is I actually see a lot of angelic energy around you right now. Either, and this really, I'm glad you mentioned the guitar, very connected to you musically. You know, angels, we talk about them a lot on this show, you know, coming to deliver messages, coming, you know, to assist with things. They're really trying to open up, just this wonderful energy that I see that's just sort of brewing. And I think right now they're just trying to get your attention and say, you know what, we're here to help open up. Because I see that at an energy level, making music, sharing music with other people is such a wonderful healing, you know, gift that you have. So I see that your music going, going to a very, you know, sort of that next level of sharing and all of that. So I think that the angels that are around you are just sort of first getting your attention, and then, hey, listen to us and let us kind of guide you. So either a new music project or maybe doing something a little different with that music, but they're definitely there to help you with that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I just started playing about a year and a half ago, so I'm hoping it turns into a career.
Well, I really think that it will, and I really think they're there to help you know that you really have, you know, that voice, that vibration, that music to share, and to help you, you know, release, let go of, you know, things that might hold you back in that endeavor. So.
Okay. I also heard a real sweet little female voice a couple of weeks ago saying hello. Is that one of my guides or something?
Yes, in fact, you know, because you are doing music and having all of that, you know, it's very likely you're going to hear audible things. So you're not going crazy when you hear audible things. There is that voice. One of the angels is going me. So she goes by the name of Annanel, Annael. So again, she's just trying to reach out, let you know she's there. So that's really cool, and I really keep in touch and let me know how it's going.
Yes, I will.
Thank you, Richard.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. So there we have a caller who's about to embark on a musical journey, a spiritual musical journey. Cool. Okay. Well, I've got a quick question here, one last final question. Sorry, I can't get to other callers. This just goes by too quick, guys. Question, why does it feel like I keep repeating the same lesson over and over? I'm not sure how much info you need. It just feels like I get past something, it comes up again in a different way with different people. Thank you, Trudy. Well, Trudy, I'll tell you, that comes up all the time, but, you know, make sure you don't look at it as repeating the same lesson, because there's always just, you know, encourage you to go deeper and deeper, because we can always learn more, and I always look at it as a spiral, or just go deeper and deeper, and then eventually that issue is no longer a problem. So just keep going, and don't look at it as sliding backwards. You'll do fine. So. Oh, wow, I can't believe it's all the time we have this evening. That was fun. You've been listening to the Angel Connection Show with C.J. Martis. Be sure to tune in next week, because it's live from Chicago. If you live in the area, you can join me for the show and a nice meet and greet afterward. The event's at 3 p.m. through the show and then ends around 9 p.m. If you can join me, I'd love to meet you. So come hang out for a while, see the show, and have some food with me and my friends. Special thanks to Liz and also Terry for making the show possible on site in Chicago, and for all their support for myself and my work. If you're on my newsletter list, you'll get the details, or email me, cj@cjmartis.com, for specific information. Until then, my friends, it's been wonderful. Remember to be angelic to yourselves so that you can become an angel to others. And as the angel said, let's just go with the flow this week and maybe we won't have such a bumpy ride. Take care, and I wish you all many blessings for the coming week.